Hey, what's up, guys? It's the Honest Youth Pastor Off the Cuff podcast. A lot is going on right now with churches. In fact, we're going to have somebody on tonight to talk about youth ministry and how they're doing youth ministry in this whole, you know, social distancing, self-isolation world that we're living in currently. But because of everything that's happening within churches right now, as far as getting ready for live streams, depending on what state you're living in, like every day the rules are changing, or there's a whole city shutdown or a whole state shutdown, like everything is constantly shifting. And because of that, we're going to have to delay that podcast till probably tomorrow. We'll kind of play it by ear, see how it goes. The idea here, though, is obviously just to, get tips and tricks maybe that these other ministers are using, and maybe implement those, or just kind of, you know, say, hey, that's a great idea, we're going to put that in our pocket for later. But here's what I want tonight's episode to be about. Tonight's episode needs to be just a reminder for all of us to, if you're not a pastor, to pray for your pastor. Obviously, there's so many people right now that need prayer, that need help. But specifically, I would urge you, maybe just for today, or for, you know, set aside a couple hours during that day, just as you're continually praying, but to specifically pray for your pastors, whether that be your worship pastor, your lead pastor, your youth pastor, whoever, the elders in your church, these people that are making decisions on the fly as the current rules just continually keep changing. Because there's a lot of stress there. Not only is there stress because they're trying to make the right decisions, and no matter what decision they make, someone's not going to like it. But also on top of that, depending on which of these churches we're talking about, some of these churches were already operating on a pretty shoestring budget. And now that we're not, you know, they're not meeting, it's a reality that, you know, maybe there's not enough tithe coming in to support some staff members. So not only are they trying to make decisions on the fly to make sure they're doing what's right for the body, their local gathering, but they're also concerned about, what am I going to do if this isn't my job anymore? And this isn't, all the guys that I've talked to, this isn't an issue of like, oh no, I need to get paid. It's an issue of saying, well, if I need to get another job, I can do that, but that's also going to take time away from me helping the body. And it's just a very stressful time for them. So all of that to say this, pray for your pastors. Hopefully you were already doing that, but I would encourage you to double down on that. They're under a lot of stress. Usually being a pastor, depending on where you're at or what kind of network you're part of, can be extremely lonely. It can already be isolating. And now on top of that, they're self-isolating from everybody else. So it's a hard time. So keep your pastors in prayer. Encourage them when they call you or you call them. Just let them know as sincerely as you can. Hey, I'm praying for you. I love you. It's going to be okay. And hopefully that will help. It'll help them know that what they're doing is making a difference. Because right now, it's a pretty stressful situation for everybody. But I can assure you, it's also a pretty stressful situation for your pastor. So pray for them, be there for them, assist them as you can. Hopefully that was helpful. Guys, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day.